Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of those topics that actually affects your everyday life, the UK's climate. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to describe the UK's climate, explain why it is the way it is, talk confidently about how it's changed over the last 1,000 years, and, crucially, pick up marks in the exam by using the right terminology. So, let's get started. First things first, and this is a mistake I see candidates make all the time. Let's be clear about the difference between weather and climate. Weather is what's happening outside right now. Is it raining? Is it sunny? That's weather. It's short term, it changes day to day. Climate, on the other hand, is the long-term pattern of weather conditions in an area, usually measured over at least 30 years. If an exam question asks you to describe the UK's climate, and you start talking about individual weather events, you will not get the marks. Remember, climate is the pattern, weather is the event. So, what is the UK's climate actually like? The UK has what geographers call a temperate maritime climate. Temperate means the temperatures are moderate, not extremely hot, not extremely cold. Maritime means we're heavily influenced by the sea, specifically the North Atlantic Ocean. And that ocean influence is the single most important factor in making the UK's climate what it is. Now, let's talk about the four key factors that shape the UK's climate. These are absolutely exam gold. I want you to remember the acronym LMPR. Latitude, maritime influence, prevailing winds, and relief. Let's go through each one. Latitude. The UK sits between roughly 50 and 60 degrees north. The sun's rays hit us at a lower angle and spread their energy over a larger area. This is why the UK is cooler than countries closer to the equator. And crucially, the further north you go within the UK, the cooler it gets. Scotland is colder than southern England. Maritime influence. The North Atlantic Ocean acts like a giant temperature regulator. Water heats up and cools down much more slowly than land. In winter, the ocean releases stored heat, keeping our winters milder. In summer, it stays cooler than the land, stopping temperatures from getting too extreme. This is why London rarely gets the minus 20 degree winters you'd find in Moscow, even though they're at similar latitudes. Prevailing winds. The UK's prevailing winds, the winds that blow most often, come from the southwest. These southwesterly winds travel across the Atlantic Ocean, picking up moisture as they go. When they reach the UK, they bring that moisture with them, which is why the UK gets so much rainfall. If you're writing an exam answer about the UK's climate, the phrase prevailing southwesterly winds is one you absolutely must use. Examiners will credit it specifically. Relief. This refers to the shape of the land, the hills and mountains. The UK's upland areas are mostly in the north and west. Think the Scottish Highlands, the Lake District, the Pennines, Snowdonia in Wales. When those moist southwesterly winds hit these upland areas, the air is forced to rise. As it rises, it cools, and the moisture condenses and falls as rain. This is called orographic rainfall, or relief rainfall. Fort William in Scotland receives around 3,000 millimetres of rain per year. London, in the drier southeast, receives only around 600 millimetres. That is a massive difference, all down to relief and the rain shadow effect. So, to summarise the UK's current climate, mild, wet, and changeable. Temperatures range from around 2 to 5 degrees Celsius in winter to 15 to 20 degrees in summer. The west is wetter than the east, the north is cooler than the south, and the whole thing is moderated by our position next to the Atlantic Ocean.